ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
एंड गिव मी दैट बुक ना, दैट प्रेयर बुक। Also, all of you also can take one. So today we'll discuss about the Guru Bandana, Sri Guruvashtaka, Sri Sri Guruvashtaka, first sloka. Sansar dava nalalilha loka, tranaya karunya ghana ghanatvam. प्राप्तस्य कल्याण गुणार्णवस्य वंदे गुरु श्री चरणारविंदम्। So this song which we sing every morning is written by one of the Acharya in our line of disciplic succession. His name is Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur. So Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur is writing this is the prayer basically, which is the first prayer we sing in the morning, every day morning. You don't have book? It's written, no? There only it's written. Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur Dwara Rachit. So this is the prayer. First prayer which we offer is the prayer to Guru, because the Guru is the one who gives us entrance to the spiritual knowledge. And the first sloka is very, very, very important sloka. This gives so much deep meaning it has. Of course, each and every sloka has a deep meaning, but the first sloka is special in the sense that it says that how much it is important, what is the importance of a guru in our life, how much importance the spiritual master, the guru, has in our life. So this material world, it says it's sansar davanal. Sansar means what?
Materialistic world.
Yeah. This materialistic world, material world. The world which is made of matter. This is called sansar. And then davanal. Davanal means Dhavanand means anybody? Fire, yeah. Anal, anal means fire. तो जंगल की आग, दावनल मतलब जंगल की आग. तो संसार में जंगल, संसार को एक जंगल की से तुलना की गई है यहाँ पे, और वैसे जंगल से जिसमें कि आग लगा हुआ है ना. सो सपोज देर इज अ फॉरेस्ट एंड देर इज फायर इन द फॉरेस्ट. फर्स्ट मोस्ट इम्पोर्टेंट पॉइंट, हाउ देर इज फायर इन द फॉरेस्ट, who you know puts fire in the forest?
Nobody.
In the forest, I'm not talking forest. How fire takes place in the forest? Yes, you tell.
By friction of the trees in this way, and it is self, it will create any way.
Especially
one let him interfere, then you'll get opportunity.
So it is if there is a forest, then there is fire because of the trees are there this way.
But how fire takes place?
By the friction of between the trees, between the plants.
So in two branches of the tree, when they collide with each other, you don't need to go and put, you know, matchbox, and then with the help of matchbox you have to put fire in the forest. No. It automatically takes place. When two branches collide with each other, there is fire. So similarly, in this world also we see, nobody has to come and put the fire. Two people collide with each other, their false ego, ahankar, collides with each other, and then there is fire. You don't have to go and do it. You don't have to, you know, ignite the fire. It's automatically takes place. And once there is fire in the forest, you know how it is difficult. Can you tell any means by which we can extinguish the fire of the forest? Forest fire?
Forest will be
burning. Yeah.
So it's harder.
Very difficult. It's not possible. See, there are so many forest fires still running. It's not possible to distinguish the extinguish the fire, forest fire, by any artificial means. It's not possible. It's so a strong fire that whatever you adopt, by the time you reach at one corner, it will spread to other corner. It is so heavy, so unsurpassable, insurmountable fire. It's not possible to extinguish this fire of the forest. Similarly, in this material world, the fight, the fire of friction between the people, it's not possible, very difficult. Unless there is rain. As Alok said, there must be rain, and when the rain, heavy rain comes, then only it's possible that forest fire will be extinguished. And rain comes from the God, isn't it? We cannot create rain. By any means, can we create rain? No. So the rain comes by the arrangement of God. Similarly, when in this world, what is the fire in this world? You see, there are so much problems in this world. जैसे आप देख सकते हो कि whole newspaper, if you turn out the pages, newspaper is filled with the fire. How many people burnt yesterday in the fire? This was killed, this was raped, this was robbed, somebody was molested. These all are the fire, the result of that fire. More than that, there is a problem. Somewhere there is earthquake, so somewhere there is tsunami, somewhere there is flood, somewhere there is famine. And people are burning in this fire. Somewhere there is terrorism, destroying the lives of the many innocent people. Many innocent people burnt in the fire of militant attack in Bombay. That is fire. Part of the fire of this material world. Every day there are so many accidents happening in the around the world. It's a fire. And what happens when there is fire? People feel burning sensation. People feel burning, they die when they burn in the fire. Similarly, you see in this world, every hour 6,000 people die in this world. Each hour. More than that, 10,000 around. Every hour. By the time we finish this class, 5,000 people would have died.
In the world?
Yeah.
No, it's more probably.
Half an hour, 5,000. Maybe. It's older statistics. So, just imagine that we are dying in this world. Any moment, there are so many people are dying. So, this is the fire. And you see that we want to become happy in this world, but and so much arrangement we are doing to be happy. People were software engineers, they were so happy. But then suddenly there was fire in America, and that fire catches whole world. There is economic recession. Now so many people were burnt in this fire of economic recession. They lost their job and they are roaming on the streets. You all are affected by that fire, isn't it? Many people are coming telling, Prabhuji, companies are not coming. I did not get job. In spite of being in the IIT, in spite of being, how, why this is? Because of the fire. Fire is burning us. And where this fire will start, nobody knows. Anybody can start this fire. You can start this fire. Tomorrow you go and put one bomb in the Katoriya Sarai. Fire will, this is fire. Each and every tree has the capacity to create this fire. Therefore, there are 6 billion possibilities. 6 billion people, they all can have the potency to create this fire. Particularly when there is now in the Kali Yuga and modern generation, modern time, there is catalyst, you know, very nice, you know, air is blowing, oxygen is freely available, and then and very dry, everything, or all the fuels are very dry. Trees are very dry, you know. So much ego, so much lust, so much greed is there in the heart of the people. They are just ready to ignite. Just put little fire. You go on the road and little you cross somebody else's vehicle, see there immediately there is fire, people are ready. Just touch somebody else, somebody's vehicle is touched just now, little bit. You see, thoda sa chhu gaya, turat nikal ke fire. There is fighting among the people for a little thing. In this present scenario, the situation is very favorable. Just like garmi ke din mein hota hai na, sab kuch sukha ho jata hai. Gaon mein agar thoda bhi kahin aag lag gaya, to pure gaon mein phail jata hai. Similarly, in this world today, there is one person. You know, I remember the riots in the in Patna, only one person is responsible. One person, somehow this fellow went, you know, and did something to the Muslim. And then whole Muslims, because of this one person, fire quickly spread all around the Patna. And then one fellow is taking Rathayatra, and then whole India got fire. So much possibility of fire, and in that fire so many people were burned. One person killed Indira Gandhi, and there was fire in the entire state of Punjab, entire state of Delhi. Delhi, so many people, so many Sikhs were killed because of one person. One person killed Indira Gandhi, and so many people were killed in that fire. And who will be killed in that fire? Nobody knows. Big crorepatis were killed in that fire. The wives of the crorepatis were raped in that fire. And anybody can be the part of that fire. We all rested staying here, and the big scientists are, and this terrorist are attacking various important places of Delhi. We can be, our ISKCON temple, everywhere there is threat from the terrorists. There is always chance of fire everywhere. Even in the temples we are not safe. This fire is attacking everywhere, and therefore nobody is safe today. This is called Sansar Davanal. If we think deeply in our life, we'll find this. Everything is going smoothly in our life. Everything is going smoothly. Then suddenly somebody puts this fire in our life. One, my relative, she was newly married. No, 1 month. 1 month or 2 months, yeah, that's all. She went to the husband's house, and then within 2 months the husband was going on the vehicle, and suddenly some little accident, he died. Now this is fire in the life of this woman, fire in the life of the whole family. Everybody is burning in that fire. And therefore, we all are unsafe. In this material world, there is fire all everywhere. And therefore, he said that Davanal Lirha Loka, it is ready to devour. Kha jane ke liye, tayar hai aag, hume jalane ke liye. To, aisi aag lagi hui hai, isme koi aasa nahi thi. The world was going in the very dangerous direction, whole world. Materialistic civilization today is burning the fire more and more, putting more fuel in these fires, more fuel, increasing the ego by showing the children the violence sins, increasing their lust, increasing their greed, increasing their envy, increasing their pride, increasing their anger in so many ways. And it was increasing and increasing and increasing and increasing. And then Krishna sent Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada came in this world just to shower the rain of his mercy in this world, in this burning world. It is burning with this fire. Prabhupada came and he went to the place where this fire was most prominent, that is America, from where this fire got started. Fire of lust, fire of greed, fire of anger. Peak of all this was America that time. People were suffering so much. And he started showering the rains in America. And gradually that cloud of mercy spread all around the globe. And now today whole world is getting satisfaction and peace in due to the Srila Prabhupada movement, mercy. More we stray, that's why it is mentioned Tranaya. Tranaya means to protect. By the Karunya Ghan, Ghan matlab Badal, by the cloud of the mercy. Karunya means mercy, Ghan means Badal. So Karuna Rupi Badal, dense cloud, ghanatvam means very dense cloud of mercy. So Prabhupada, by his dense cloud of mercy, he is trying to save us, protect us from this fire.
Tranai
means protecting. Eh? How he is protecting?
Gyan ki
varsa to thik, that is also very important. Then what else? By giving us the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Iti sodasa kala nam nam, kali kalmas nasanav, natah paratarupayam, sarvvedesu drishyate. So by giving this Maha Mantra, by giving, showing us the process of worshipping the Lord, by this process we develop, he gives us the umbrella, fireproof. This is called, makes us fireproof by chanting Hare Krishna and by following the four regulative principles. If a person chants 16 rounds and follows the four regulative principles, he cannot be influenced by this fire. It's not possible. This fire cannot catch him. Just follow these four regulative principles and chant 16 rounds Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. He will be protected from this fire. Chanting four regulative principles means no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication, and no meat eating. If you follow these four regulative principles and chant 16 rounds, you will be protected from this fire. If a person just follows these four regulative principles, he is saved from so many troubles in the life, so many problems in the life. Just by following these four regulative principles.
Is meeting mean milna or
milna? Meat eating.
Meat eating.
Eating. Nasa nahi lena koi. Isse kitni sari hamare jivan ki complexity simple ho jata hai, ki nahi? So much money we have to earn to drink, to take ganja, to take charas. So much money we have to earn. It's very costly items, isn't it? That is helplessness. You cannot do anything. That is separate thing. Emergency situation. Exception. But we should understand, just by not taking intoxication, so much money we are saving. Then no illicit sex, no triangular affairs, quadruple affairs. So many of, angular space, so much complexity in the life, isn't it? Life becomes so complex. Yes? So many angular, So much complexity in the life of the people. Just a devotee, if he controls his senses by chanting Hare Krishna, if you control your senses, you are protected from so many dangers. Just for the sake of women, there are so many, you create so much enemies in your life. So much competition, so much enmity in the life for the women, to impress the women, to impress the opposite sex. You have to become so complicated. Artificial lifestyle. If a person just controls this desire, not only men, even women, if they control this, then so much complexity will be removed. Life becomes so simple. And then meat eating, to eat meat, so much cruelty, so much complexity is there. So big slaughterhouses. So therefore, and then gambling. So for illicit sex, gambling, intoxication and meat eating, we need money. So to create the money, there is greed, and to fulfill the greed demands, there is big industries, big facilities. To construct that big facilities, we are exploiting the nature. To exploit the nature, we have to develop big, we have to work very hard. All these big skyscraper building, you just see, to create such a big building, how hard work we have to do, how much hard work is there behind that one building.
But we are using bikes, cars to save our time. other devotees are doing.
But you are becoming more busy.
No, we are polluting our environment.
Yes, but to save time, but we are not saving time. Where is we are saving time? We are becoming more busy. What work we are doing in 8 hours earlier, now we have to spend 15 hours. Earlier office hour was how much? 8 hours. Now it is 10 to 12 hours. Minimum 10 hours, 12 hours office hour. We have computers, very fast working computer. We have very fast cars and we have mobile also. But then instead of saving time, our timing is increasing. Yes. So it means that this forest fire is increasing.
No, Guruji, I am saying a devotee also uses the same thing, so he should not use that.
No, the point is that devotee uses for the right purpose. Right purpose. Not for the greed, to satisfy the greed, but to satisfy the need. This is Kali Santaran Upanishad, many places it is. Athar Ved may be. So like that. So we will stop now. We can continue it later. So the whole world is on fire. And this fire is catching in everyone's heart, entering every vessel. Just by following these four regulative principles, if you see in your life, just you all think over this. How much complexity you are aware. You will see in the life of the people in your hostels. People are so complicated, the students like those who are in affair with the opposite sex, illicit sex they are involved in. It's complicated. Their mental condition also is not good. Doesn't remain good. They become duplicit. Duplicity comes in there, the artificial way of living comes. Artificial means they try to impress. They try to impress what they are not. Always thinking, oh, how can I impress, how can I impress, how can I impress. Yeah, yes, all this. Yes, this is artificial. I don't have money. My father doesn't have money, but still I need to go. And for that, beg, borrow and steal. Whatever you do. Yes, in a different way. This is artificial, isn't it? Then you can cheat. You can cheat for that. There is a life story of Ajamil in this regard. How Ajamil was such a nice person and he got attracted to a prostitute. He lost all his good qualities by getting attracted to a prostitute. I'll discuss in detail it. Today time is not there. Maybe next class in the Saturday morning we can discuss this about Ajamil. It's very wonderful giving lesson. So many nice lessons we can learn from that past time. How we lose all our good qualities, how we lose our peace, our happiness by getting attracted to this in illicit sexual relationships. So by the following the four regulative principles, Prabhupada, how we can follow? By chanting Hare Krishna, this by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. If you follow this and morning program this, you will be relieved from all the influence of this Maya. So Prabhupada has given us this gift. Nobody was knowing, Yes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave and Prabhupada in between it was lost. Then Prabhupada again came and established. So therefore, praptasya kalyana gunarnavasya. To give the praptasya, to get the kalyana, give welfare for the welfare of everybody. Vande Guru Sri Charanamasya. So his cloud is satisfying, doing welfare for the whole world. So such spiritual master, he appeared for this purpose in this world, to save us from this fire of worldly existence. So let us worship, let us pray at the lotus feet of such a spiritual master.
This prayer to every spiritual master for any disciple, his spiritual master.
Yeah. So let us pray to the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. Let us pray to Srila Prabhupada for giving us this gift of knowledge and process of bhakti for this saving us from this danger of this material world. And he is showing us the way by which we can transcend all the suffering in this world. And we can go back to the spiritual world where there is no more suffering, no more tension, no more anxiety. So sometime, maybe one class I will take on how much anxiety, tension, fear are there in this world. Just we have to just see sometimes, you know, and then you will realize that everywhere there is fire, everywhere there is bombs. Bombs are set everywhere. Time bomb are set everywhere. And which moment which bomb will explode, nobody knows. Their intention is not right. Only if you use all these things for the Krishna consciousness, spreading Krishna consciousness, spreading goodness, then it is good.
They are following their मतलब कि वो अपने धर्म को
No. धर्म की बात नहीं है इसमें.
नहीं धर्म नहीं sorry. धर्म मतलब आपने उसको कि ये लिखा हुआ है हमारी उसमें तो.
No. लिखने की बात मैं नहीं बोल रहा हूँ. Whether it is doing good or not.
Criminals also can give good reasons. कि मैंने इसको इसलिए मारा क्योंकि इसने ऐसा किया था.
I'm not talking about criminal.
बताओ क्यों गलत कर रहे हैं.
I'm not telling that. I'm telling that whether they are doing good or not.
Good in the sense is भगवान के लिए कर रहे हैं तो भी ठीक है.
भगवान के लिए नहीं, लोग मारे जा रहे हैं, इसका मतलब क्या है? दिस इज नॉट गुड. सिंपल.
जो चीज जो जो कार्य
ए थीप मे थिंग्स दैट आई एम डूइंग गुड बट विल ही बी एग्जेम्प्टेड. चोर बोलेगा कि मैं चोरी करना अच्छा है तो क्या वो बच जाएगा? उसके हिसाब से चोरी करना अच्छा है.
नहीं क्या बताओ, चोरी भगवान के लिए कर रहा
है. नहीं भगवान के लिए नहीं कर रहा. भगवान नहीं कहते हैं, कहीं नहीं बोल रहे. भगवान के लिए कर रहे, भगवान बोलेंगे तब ना. जो भगवान बोल रहे हैं, अब मैं बोल रहा हूँ मुझे गुलाब जामुन अच्छा नहीं है, मेरे मुझे डायबिटीज़, आप बोलो नहीं गुलाब जामुन ही खाओ, मुझे लगता है आपको गुलाब जामुन अच्छा लगता है. मेरे हिसाब से आपको गुलाब जामुन अच्छा लगना चाहिए. नो, यू हैव टू आस्क लॉर्ड व्हाट ही लाइक्स. आप अपने हिसाब से नहीं देख सकते हो कुछ भी उनको अच्छा लगा. हाँ, ये भगवान को अच्छा लगेगा. चलो भगवान को अभी हाँ भगवान को भी अच्छा लगेगा. चलो मुझे गर्लफ्रेंड अच्छी लग रही है तो चलो भगवान को भी अच्छा लगेगा. Like that. मुझे बैट बैट क्रिकेट अच्छा लग रहा है तो गणेश को भी क्रिकेट अच्छा. अभी गणेश को पकड़ा दिया था बैट और बॉल हाथ में एक जगह दिल बॉम्बे में अभी कुछ दिन पहले. यस, दिस इज व्हाट इज गोइंग ऑन.